590 WKZO, a good Saturday morning, and welcome to Over the Garden Fence with your host, gardening expert Andy Waddell. Over the Garden Fence brought to you by Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center, located right there at the corner of Millam and 12th Street. Joining us in the studio, of course, is Andy Waddell.
Morning, Tim. How are you?
Morning. Oh, it's a beautiful morning out there.
Yeah, 62 degrees. Good gardening weather.
Yes, indeed.
No need to put even a sweat on this morning as you grab that shovel. Well, serious. It's I'd rather have this than the 100 degrees.
Oh, you know. Well, we are supposed to warm up next week, and you know, it went, as I was mentioning with Greg and, you know, folks who are regular listeners to the morning show. It's summertime. It's July. It's supposed to be 90 degrees.
It is. It is. But a couple years ago, you guys had a contest here on the wall marking the days that were 90 plus, 100 plus.
I was like, know.
Maybe a new contest, 60 plus, 50 plus, 40 plus. Just kidding. Just kidding. Hey, good morning, everybody. So we like a nice warm weather just like you guys, too. So it's supposed to be a nice day. So welcome, and appreciate you all listening today. Got a question. To prune or not to prune? That is the question today. Mm-hmm. Yes. Boy, have things grown a lot. Tons of moisture, lots of sunny weather, cool, and just plants have just almost overgrown. So this morning, and over the garden fence, we are actually coinciding with today's seminar at Waddell's. We have a summer sizzling seminar series, and today Jason Buller from our nursery department, thank you very much, will be doing a walking tour on the do's and don'ts of pruning. So first, let's go through our honeydew list for the week and just find out what's going on out in the garden and what needs to be done out in the garden and landscaping, and then we'll get back to the pruning in just a few minutes. So Tim, I learned stuff from the morning show. I enjoy Greg and Ron and Roger, of course.
Yeah.
And listening to termites this morning real fast. So on the way in here, if people do have association and they even question what they have, you know, the difference between a termite and an ant is that the ants are segmented. They bend, twist, and termite is not. Okay. But either way, 33 plus, you can actually do a soil drench for either variety, the winged or the ones that make the tunnels. George was explaining this morning that they actually produce wings to move to the next nest. That's the reason they're sometimes called winged termites, is because they're moving from one to the other. Otherwise, they're definitely subterranean all the time. So just little hints on the termites, and I enjoy listening to Greg's show a lot. So So that's item one, number one on termites. Item number two is on lawn article. You know, last several weeks, pests have been often associated with low fertility turf, have become very numerous problems bringing them into the store. Same thing with weeds. Weeds such as black mattock, fungus such as red thread and dollar spot have also become very problematic in lawns. Although herbicide applications will be necessary in most instances to remove the weeds, fungus control to remove the red thread and dollar spot, it can actually, believe it or not, be outgrown in lawn situations when the turf is healthy and actively growing. Another indication of a hungry lawn is actually when dog spots are now significantly darker than the rest of the lawn. A dense, healthy turf grass is able to stand up and be more resistant to all kinds of pest pressure, let's put it that way. And if you think your lawn is hungry, don't be afraid to feed it. Use Fertilone lawn food right now. It's a slow-release nitrogen with longer greening, high iron content, and trace minerals for a dark, green, healthy turf and not a fast-growing turf. We're not throwing on 12-12-12 here or just straight nitrogen to get a little summer greening. So number one, termites. Number two on the article. Number three, how about looking out in that garden? We worked out in the garden a night this week. Oh, my gosh. The weeds, one weed, Tim, I walked around the corner and it almost attacked me. Just kidding. It was big, though. And Not as big.
We got one of those growing outside our back door here at the station.
Yeah, pokeweed and some of the thistles are growing crazy right now. So chopping them, cleaning them up. We stood up the tomatoes, tried to did some spraying this week. We end up coming into the store and buying some neem oil and some triple action ourselves. So trying to keep our broccoli and the Brussels sprouts and some of the items a little more bug-free. Sprayed it in the cool of the evening last night so they would not get fried if you're trying to spray in the heat of the day. But there's spots here and there in that garden. There's areas that can still be added. So it's not too late to add herbs to your summer garden. This past week, we found a good supply of nice herbs that came into our store. And although summer is upon us, it actually is a great time to add herbs to the summer garden. The benefit of herbs are many. They attract beneficial insects and pollinators to your garden while adding flowers and fragrance. Herbs add flavor to meats, flavor to sauces, and to vegetable dishes, salads prepared from your garden. Certain herbs are better adapted to growing in the heat of the summer than others. That's why I'm talking about things like basil, dill, parsley, sage, and rosemary. And they can actually all be purchased now at Waddell's. This week we got in boxwood basil and purple leaf basil. Basil is an annual, comes as a range of colors, ruffled leaves or flat. The boxwood basil, when you picked it up, it was in a 4-inch. You can almost smell it. You actually wanted to take a little bite and bite right out of it. The dill we have is in seed form, known as dill weed, but germinates very quick within 10 to 14 days. Harvesting foliage within 40 to 55 days. So quick grower. Dill seeds take about 85 days. Parsley is a biennial. It flowers and sets seeds the second year. It's grown for its foliage. Two common types are the flat-leafed and the curly. Have some nice little parsley. Looked at some yesterday. Sage, it's actually a nice shrubby perennial plant. Nice addition to the garden. Grayish-green leaves. We have one that was a golden sage with the tips of nice little pink. And rosemary. It's also a nice perennial. Can be sometimes sensitive and can be very difficult to grow from seed. But if you do have the spot, rosemary is a very nice plant. And our last one, and everybody knows some of these names, is we got two or three different kinds of thyme, whether it's out in the perennial gardens, out in the herb section, or we even have some thyme in our little fairy garden miniature area. So look at some herbs if you want to take a look at adding some more in the summer in the garden. So, number four, potato blight. We have been looking at some of the things that need to be done in the garden, and potato blight is it's called late blight. It's confirmed in the south part of Michigan. Late blight is actually caused by water mold, and that's why we're having cool days. A lot of moisture is not leaving the plant till late in the day. A lot of that dew. The water blight is caused by a pathogen called Phytophthora infestans. The pathogen favors wet weather with moderate temperatures between 60 and 80 degrees, just what we've been having. High humidity and frequent rainfalls. Under such conditions, the disease can spread rapidly, potential to completely defoliate the plant within weeks. Symptoms, the first signs are dark green, circular to irregular shaped, water-soaked lesions on the leaves. Lesions usually appear on the lower leaves where the microclimate is usually a little more humid, lower part of the plant. Can be also seen at the top portion, but do not limit the leaves. It does go down into the veins also. The late blight infection of tubers is characterized by irregular shaped, slightly depressed brown and purplish areas on the skin of the potato. These symptoms are a little less obvious on russets and redskins, but a tan to reddish brown, kind of dry, almost like granular rot, is found under the skin. What to do? Prevent with Fertilome broad-spectrum fungicide. If the blight is found in your area, bring it in. Let's find out But unfortunately, if the blight is found, that plant and all other infected plants need to be destroyed and the roots then sprayed with the balance. Fertilome broad spectrum again. It's just trying to help you out in the garden at the same time. One of the last items, again, on our honeydew list, just like that blight, we're starting to see powdery mildew very easy and downy mildew. You're going to see downy mildew, we talked about a couple weeks ago, on cucumbers, pumpkins, gourds, squash, zucchini, very easy. The lesions are almost square in size or rectangular in size on the leaf itself, following the veins and curving around in the veins of the plant on the leaf structure itself. Unfortunately, downy mildew can only be prevented. Spray with Activinate, if found in the garden. Again, unfortunately, just like the potatoes, folks, going to probably have to destroy the plant. Spray the remaining with the Activinate, and that will help control downy compared to powdery mildew. Tim, sometimes I am learning on plants, and so sometimes I have to learn myself by trial and error.
Sure.
So
familiar with that aspect, yes.
Yeah. Fire hot, touch fire, burn hand, learn my lesson.
That's right.
Yeah. So, but sometimes people, including me, don't know when to really harvest that plant. Now, when the flower on a plant is done, you know it's time to prune. But sometimes you're not sure, is that potato actually ready? Should I pull that onion out of the ground? So, let's just go through real fast on the harvest to the homegrown vegetable.
Okay.
Beans, it actually depends what you like in a bean. If you prefer the beans nice and tender and smooth, like what you'd find at a restaurant, pick them before the bean seed bulges, like you see on the length of the bean.
Mm-hmm.
The beans can be steamed or sautéed. If you like the beans like Shelley bean style, you want to wait till the bean kind of bulges around the pod of the bean itself, like what you'd find in a can sliced up.
Okay.
Broccoli, when the green tight heads are developed and the buds are closed, it's harvest time. The buds will rapidly open into small yellow, little yellow flowers, and the broccoli is past its prime. So we caught the broccoli right before we went on vacation. Oh, the broccoli's ready. Came back. Oh, the broccoli's done. So we got callers coming in, but when the onion, the top green of the onion tips is over, the onion are as big as they are going to grow. This is called flagging over. So the green top of the onion starts tipping over. The onions do not need to be removed from the soil immediately because the cool, damp soil will help them prevent from drying out. Potatoes, again, when the plants flag over, become yellow, the foliage or the potato production is finished. Just like onions, they can remain in the ground for a period unless that soil is very wet. Get them out after a while. Last year we left them in, got them filled with grubs because I took them out. We could go through this list. We could also take a call if you want. We could come back and do a commercial and take a call if you want. Just trying to help a few people. Sometimes it's hard to know. Yes, you see the red tomato. Pick it. It's ready to go. There's right. a few items you're not quite sure on.
All right. We'll continue that. And, of course, we'll get to Phil and Mary and possibly you as well if you have a comment or question for Andy this morning. Over the Garden Fence on 590 WKZO 382-4280 1-877-382-4280. We'll be right back.
Have you noticed some lighter green, uninvited grasses growing in your lawn? You're probably seeing an extra healthy crop of crabgrass. The lawn experts at Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center have an easy, economical answer to invasive nuisance weeds. Fertilome Weed Out with Q. Putting Fertilome Weed Out with Q on now is the best way to kill crabgrass and other annual grasses, as well as summer broadleaf weeds like buckhorn. Did you know that each crabgrass plant, when mature, can produce hundreds of seeds for the next year? That's why eradication is so important now before the plant matures, spreads out, and chokes out your desirable grasses. Fertilome Weed Out with Q is economical, too. The 16-ounce concentrate that covers 2,500 square feet is just $11.99. The ready-to-use 24-ounce for spot treatment is just $6.99. Or get the convenient 32-ounce bottle that attaches to your hose to spray even larger areas. If you're not sure what those ugly weeds and grasses are, just bring in a sample to the Lawn Pros at Waddell's for identification and a prescription for the best product for control. Waddell's Nursery, Forest, and Garden Center on Texas Drive at the corner of Milne and 12th Street.
590 WKZO, Over the Garden Fence. Comments and questions, 382-4280, 1-877-382-4280. Let's head right to the lines. Phil in Kalamazoo, good morning. You're on 590 WKZO.
Yes.
Hey, good morning, Phil. How are you?
Good. Good morning, good guys. Saskatoons. I've got some that are about 4 years old. I'm not at all unhappy with them. I've received two pieces of advice. One said north, one said south. I have a number of tall sprouts coming out of these critters now. I've had some people tell me, time to cut those top sprouts off so they'll bush out more. I had another one tell me, oh, leave it on. They're going to get tall, and you're going to have a lot of berries there eventually. Good guy, point me in the right direction.
Well, you know what? That plant's going to mature whether you prune now or later. But those suckers, in a way, or the tall sprouts, Phil, you're probably taking away from some of the plant. But in time, that plant will probably have that water sprout or shoots develop and probably turn into a plant portion that would at least bear fruit. But myself is probably like the first person, I would go ahead and cut them. Clean them out. You'll probably clean up that plant and probably make that breathe better so it would bear. And can I ask, has it bared fruit yet?
It did, and wonderfully, I was gone for those 2 weeks, and the birds had a great time with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yep, that's just like blueberries. Come and gone really fast. So if you clean out the water sprouts, you'll see probably more energy going into the balance of the plant. Now, you can look at that. And it might not even be a water sprout. It just might be nice new growth that's starting to emerge. If you have a lot of them, if you have the opportunity, now on the pruning that we were going to be talking about this morning, now's a good time because you're going to be able to prune, new growth will come on, and harden off before winter.
Very good. Thank you, Guy.
You bet. Thank you. Thank you, Phil.
All right. Thank you very much for the call, Phil. Mary in Lawton. Good morning. You're on 590 WKZO.
Hey, Mary.
Good morning, Mr. Waddell. I've got green peppers that were, when I put them in, are starting to get brown spots on them, mm-hmm. like a rusty brown spot,
mm-hmm.
and the leaves are starting to curl.
And is the leaf itself, or is it the fruit itself?
It's the leaf.
Okay. Because you can, it's nice, I have something called Triple Action now. That on the label, when we haven't had this for that long, it says spray today, eat today, right on the plant or right on the label. And so that will take care of a lot of bug and also take care of the fungus that is on that plant. Now, I can ask, cool, damp will bring that on peppers very easy right now. I'd like to make sure that if you're watering, not try to hit the foliage. If you have that plant not mulched, to please do go ahead and mulch around the plant. But you got to figure, Mary, they are peppers. They're going to be dying in October. Prune out that brown leaf and go ahead and feed them right now.
Great.
I don't think a lot of people are not accustomed. I think we feed the garden once, get it going, and then let it be. And like we pruned the tomatoes the other night. And it sounds funny, but most of the time you don't even think of that. Clean out that dead wood or that pepper. You'll just encourage it. Go ahead and put some root and bloom. It's a 9.59.8. So it's very high in your middle number. And for things like peppers, because all you're trying to do is get more flower. More flowers, more pepper. Tomatoes, things like that. And get that encouragement. Put grass clippings mixed with cedar mulch around that, 2 to 4 inches around the base of the pepper, just like you would a shade tree, not around the trunk, but around the drip line of the little pepper. And that way, when you're watering, the water doesn't splash on the underside of the leaf and get more fungus.
Well, thank you so much.
Okay.
I'm going to do that.
All right, Mary, good luck.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, thank you very much for the call, Mary. We'll step aside for news with John McNeil from the WKZO Newsroom and be back with Andy Over the Garden Fence and your calls. We have Linda coming up shortly. You want to be on the line as well. 382-4280-1877, 382-4280. Sunny and 63 degrees in Kalamazoo, 590 WKZO.
feel like a kid in a candy store with more choices than you can count. Waddell's nursery specialist can help you choose which nursery plants would give you the most enjoyment in your landscape. And the best part is, you can get the ones you want for 25% off. Come to Waddell's and pick up your Choose Your Own Sale coupon when you walk in. Buy one, two, up to six trees, shrubs, evergreens, or vines and get 25% off. There are over 100 shade and ornamental tree varieties, including instant shade-sized maples, unique tri-colored beech, and many varieties of fruit trees to choose from. Check out the shrub varieties. There are over 200 types. Many are blooming now. Choose from over 100 evergreen varieties in several colors or add some beautiful flowering vines to your landscape. There are over 40 choices from blooming clematis to glossy Boston ivy. Whatever beauties you need to improve your outdoor living area, they're all on sale this week. So stop in and pick up your Choose Your Own Sale coupon and save 25% on the trees, shrubs, evergreens, and vines of your choice at Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center on Texas Drive at the corner of Millen and 12th Street.
From the 590 WKZO Newsroom, news now.
I'm John McNeil. Two Kalamazoo public safety officers released a hail of gunfire at rape suspect Brad Mason last February when he raised what appeared to be a handgun at them. He was hit by 9 bullets. Prosecutor Jeff Getting says the officers had no way of knowing Mason was holding a pellet gun.
Each of the officers had an honest and reasonable belief that they were in danger of being killed or seriously injured. The action they took was immediately necessary.
What's new is that the subsequent investigation has shown that Mason was apparently guilty of the kidnap and rape of a 24-year-old woman snatched off the street the previous week in the West Ninch Hill neighborhood. They found the victim's blood in his truck. The two officers returned to duty months ago. Friends of murder victim Brooke Slocum say her abusive and controlling boyfriend, Charlie Openear, used to traffic her to other men for sex when they needed money. Now both of them are dead. Police Chief James Carmody says that's how she met Brady Oestreich, and that's how they found Oestreich after Openear turned up dead in a Wyoming park and she was missing.
We were able to backtrack to that conversation, identifying that suspect.
Detectives were watching Oestreich's home, waiting for a warrant Thursday night when he left, and they pursued him. He crashed on the Burton Street overpass late at night.
And we believe it was at that point that he took his own life. The body of Brooke Slocum was discovered in the trunk.
The 18-year-old girl was 8.5 months pregnant.
We want to tell people to be extremely careful about who they speak with on these internet sites.
They still have to figure out who killed her, how and why. A task that'll be tougher now that everyone involved is dead. Just weeks to go, one of the most watched congressional primaries in the nation will be held as Brian Ellis is putting another $400,000 of his own money in an attempt to try and upset Maverick Republican Justin Amash. Diane Costin reports.
Ellis has given his campaign $800,000 so far, according to campaign finance reports filed through the Federal Election Commission. The incumbent has raised $272,000 in the second quarter without donating any of his own money. Congressman Amash has raised $1.6 million for this campaign compared to $1.4 million by his challenger. Diane Costin reporting.
For WKZO News, I'm John McNeil.
Are they weather reports or fashion advice?
The weather, that's handy, so I know how to dress.
You decide.
Crazy about a shark.
590 WKZO.
A pond in your outdoor living area can be beautiful and relaxing. Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center has the plants, fish, supplies, and ideas you need to create your own tranquil backyard getaway. To add interest to your water feature, you'll want some bright colored fish. This week, when you buy three fish, you'll get the fourth one free. Of course, you'll want some rocks to add interest around your pond. Waddell's has the biggest selection around, all sold in bulk so you can get just the amount you want. This week, choose from any natural stone and save 15% on natural flagstone, steps, wallstone, boulders, and more. Waddell's has over 40 varieties to choose from. You'll also want to add plants to your water feature. All water plants are 30% off, including water lilies, water celery, black taro, and water hyacinths, just to name a few. To get the relaxing sound of water, get a waterfall kit. There are waterfall kits that contain everything you need. Just add water. This week, save 30% on waterfall kits, pond kits, and pumps, too. Not sure where to start? Get expert advice on water gardening every day at Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center on Texas Drive, the corner of Millen and 12th Street.
590 WKZO, as we continue with this morning's edition of Over the Garden Fence. Comments and questions for Andy, 382-4280, 1-877. 382-4280. Head out to Lawrence and say good morning to Linda. You're on 590 WKZO.
Hey, Linda. Thanks for waiting. How are you?
It's okay. I vacuumed a room while I was waiting. Anyway, my husband's got
problems with the raspberries.
Uh-huh.
The spring ones we've been harvesting all really good, but all the rain has kind of turned a lot of them to mush. But the fall ones are all crumbly. They're little small berries, and they're crumbly, and it looks like they have some kind of virus or something.
Yep. A couple years ago, I talked about the raspberries in our garden having that virus.
Is it spray or not?
Yeah, on the viral. Oh, and I'm going to describe, were the stems nice and green? The plant came out. It flowered really good, all nice and fruit. And then the fruit almost matured, and then it got very grainy and seedy, and now the stems are all drying up.
I guess that's what's going on. He just told me, he said, it doesn't look like we're going to have many fall berries.
Yeah. I'd probably lift the plants that you're having an issue with.
You're talking a lot of plants.
Well, you got to do one of two things. We either got to look at cutting them back, see if we can flush another set of growth that will encourage. And obviously, if you're cutting hard, then I would get some plant tone on it right away. A, we're going to encourage new growth. B, it'll be good, vigorous growth if you're going to do so. If you're seeing canes, you or your husband, that are younger, remove those, the youngest ones out in the aisle, so you know that mother plant will at least keep healthy. Number two, then I'd either do the Activinate or maybe Dakinol if you're trying to see, trying to control a fungus. If it's viral and we see that happen next time, I would say eradicate, Linda.
Yeah, we pulled out probably a couple hundred bushes of raspberries, and we replanted 112.
Yeah.
So it'll be another, 2-3 years before those are ready.
And so
that was from the bug.
Yeah, yeah. And I'll tell you, Linda, a lot of times if the newer varieties, many years we've grown X, and now we're growing Y.
Now we're,
you know,
we put in Carolina?
Yeah, okay.
Carolina or whatever.
And I know Latham and Heritage and...
Yeah, those were Heritage.
Now, my fall raspberries are fall golds. Mm-hmm. Now, they don't produce a lot, but, oh, man, they are very, very vigorous, green, nice foliage plant. And the berries seem to be not as plentiful, but very nice and green right now. And then I also introduced brazzleberries. Those are the thornless raspberry that mounds nice, and it is a compact raspberry without thorns.
Is that fall?
It is a spring, summer, fall. Brazzleberry is a
like an everberry.
It is a company that their last name was Brazzle. We met them just recently, and they introduced a blueberry line and a raspberry line that we are carrying that has that called Brazzleberry.
Huh. All right, well, any way you look at it, we got work to do.
So do Latham's or Heritage or, you know, pick some of your new varieties of reds and kind of introduce as you go. I see you did say removing 200 and 112 in time. That's what you're probably going to have to do, Linda, too, if it is that viral. Start with vigor, start with the feeding, start with the spray when the new growth comes up. That's the best we can do on that. Viral.
Another question, quick question. Is everybody having as much problem because we got such a late start in the garden? I'm getting ready to put tomato booster on. I have hardly any blossoms yet.
Yeah.
Is that because of the cold weather?
It is. It is. And I bet with the cooler weather, you might see them starting to set because it's cold. Plants are starting to, like the corn, I think, is tasseled out way faster than other years.
Yep.
So I think that our tomatoes were like 5 feet with hardly any fruit on them yet.
So should I go ahead and do my tomato boost today?
I would. Yep. The sooner you can get it on, the better.
Same with the peppers, because I know they like hot weather too, and
they do.
Very slow.
I think that's the one lady Mary was saying in Lawton. A lot of fungus on the peppers. Just they're almost just sitting there waiting for some heat.
Oh, they'll get it next week.
Yeah.
All right, that's it.
Thanks, Lauren.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Linda, very much.
Bye-bye. All right, thank you very much for the call, Linda. Head up to Plainwell now, and Jerry joining us. Good morning. You're on 590 WKZO.
Hey, Jerry, thanks for the wait. How can I help you?
Three questions about trimming. I got some out-of-control holly bushes that need to be trimmed back, and my evergreens, the short evergreens, ornamental evergreens around the house need to be trimmed back.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just wondering if now's the time or if later.
15th of June to
20th of July, you are hitting it optimal. Holly, love it right now. And what you're doing, Jerry, is if you prune now, holly's going to automatically grow. And so if you get it now, the new growth will harden off before winter. So, and holly can be cut hard in late June to July because of the new growth that comes on. Now, are they blue or the green hollies that hold their foliage all winter?
Yes, green hollies that hold the fall winter.
So on some of that, don't just take a head shear. Go back into the plant, and if you got out of control, remove some of those mother canes. Try to open that plant up. Sometimes if you just take the box effect or the roundish effect on that, Jerry, the plant gets so thick and all woody that there's no interior. So maybe some of those branches remove, leave out, and clean out, and then go ahead and shape that plant. What was the second item?
The evergreens, ornamental evergreens around the house that you just trimmed back.
Optimal.
Out of control.
Optimal time, too. Yeah, they are out of control. Everything is really flushing out with this weather. So evergreens, yews, junipers, the bald cypress, dawn redwoods, all the little small little ornamental hinoki cypresses that are brown. No problem. Can be done right now.
Real hard. Can you do it real hard?
Real hard. Real hard. You know, if you do it real hard and we get real dry, just make sure you got moisture on that plant. It's wet right now, but you got to figure a hard prune means lots of hard growth. Hard growth, you don't want it to wean off, so make sure there's some moisture behind it.
My forsythia, now's the time.
Cut hard, yep. It might set flower already, Jerry, but if you got a forsythia, we have a couple at the store that were just, like you said, out of control. Go back and cut hard into that plant. You could easily take 40 to 60% off of forsythia and wouldn't hurt it a bit.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jerry. You got a job ahead of you.
Thanks again. Thanks for the work.
Bye. Yeah, bye-bye.
All right. Appreciate the call, Jerry. Let's head to Jan. Good morning. You're on 590 WKZO.
Hey, Jan.
I'm calling in regards to tomato plants, too. It's those yellow leaves that is that from, you need lime? I have containers of tomato plants.
Okay. Now, yellow sometimes, Jan, might be from inconsistent water. And now, I'm not saying enough. It might be hit or miss water, or it got to a point where it maybe got too wet out in the in the pot itself. Very, very easily controlled, though. You could put a little Dakinol. We got a ready to use spray that you could use. Thin the plant, open the plant up, get rid of the yellow leaves. Go ahead and throw them away so they don't fall in the pot. And just like Linda was going to do in this morning out in the garden, Jan, they love food. And the tomato, it's called root and bloom. It's a middle number that's very high. It's a liquid soluble that is, or a soluble that mixes up in water very nicely. And that tomato loves that if you wanted to put that down.
Okay. Lime isn't the answer, though.
Lime, if you wanted to check the soil, would be if they were in the pot and you were using just plain topsoil, stop in, bring in a little soil sample.
Okay.
If it is really sour ground, and it could be, yes, you might need a little lime, but the yellow leaves, chances are, from not lack of pH problem.
So it's root and what is it?
Root and bloom.
Root and bloom.
Yep, it's a nice little, it kind of has taken place of Miracle-Gro, but it's got a higher number and it's a little better price point and works for whether in patients or tomatoes or things that are you just trying to encourage summer flower. Peppers, Jan. So, all right. Have a great day.
All right, thank you very much for the call, Jan. And we are running low on time. And to have Sue, if you wanted to hang on the line, you can chat with Sue once we get off the air. But, yeah, time is just running a little short on us here already this morning. So.
We didn't do any pruning yet.
I know. We're just
thank
getting
you, everybody.
Started. But, yeah, Sue, hang on the line, and Andy, of course, will join up with you again next Saturday morning.
You bet. And like I said, pruning seminar at 10:30 this morning at Waddell's.
All right. Thank you very much, Andy. This has been Over the Garden Fence with Andy Waddell. Over the Garden Fence, of course, brought to you by Waddell's Nursery, Forest, and Garden Center each and every Saturday. They're located right there at the corner of Milam and 12th. And again, be sure to tune in again next Saturday morning following the 9 o'clock news over the Garden Fence on 590 WKZO. Ron Weiser, financial planner, coming up next, 590 WKZO, Kalamazoo.